capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
He is 75.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John. What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The Senate expected to begin debating the Democrats' $473 billion spending bill tomorrow. It advances now that Democrat Kyrsten Sinema indicates she'll support the measure, having won concessions on one of its tax provisions. It's official, Carrie Lake wins the Arizona Republican gubernatorial contest. Endorsed by former President Trump, Lake defeating GOP challenger Karen Taylor Robeson, who was backed by former Vice President Pence. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Four people, two men and two women, critically injured after being struck by lightning last night in Lafayette Park, across the street from the White House. Two police officers among those injured after a vehicle drove through a parade in Gallup, New Mexico. Dow futures are up 30 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Pink Floyd's new album is titled Getting Older Sucks.
My hospital bed goes up, 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 and down, down, down.
Pink Floyd brings new lyrics to classic songs with septuagenarian attitude.
Hey you, get off of my lawn.
Hear Pink Floyd updated.
Help me with my constipation.
Capturing the essence of a generation dealing with their mortality.
I don't have no bowel control.
Drink your Metamucil and turn up your hearing aid.
I don't have my teeth anymore. There's nothing but gums.
Pink Floyd's Getting Older Sucks. Now available in the pharmacy department at Walmart.
Now, I'll have to ask an older person about that if that's true, because I wouldn't know. It is 6:08 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Friday already. How does this happen? I mean, it just snuck up on us.
I know. Well, but then again, Leanne said this has been the longest week. So it's perception.
Yeah, perception is reality, too. This one, though, did seem to fly by quite a bit. At 8:06, now let's see what kind of a weekend we can expect.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
So our forecast worked out the way we thought yesterday. There was more sun and fewer storms, and I think that's going to be the theme again today. It's going to be a hot, steamy first weekend of August, though. High around 96 today and Saturday. Triple-digit heat indices, sure. Only widely scattered random storms today. Scattered tomorrow, so closer to a summertime normal. And then the rain chances pick up as we get towards Sunday, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. High still in the mid-90s, even on Sunday. Tropics are still quiet. In fact, there's not a tropical cyclone anywhere on the planet Earth right now. That's spooky. But 75% of the activity in the tropics happens between August 15th and October 15th. So stand by. Right now, this morning, I need to look at the current conditions. Hang on. 75 degrees here at 610.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Open for business right now, besides the Waffle House right up the street here, is our friends at Plumbing by Luquire. And they're going to answer the phone in the middle of the night, in the middle of the weekend, in the middle of Christmas Day. Because I think we all know that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, you can call Plumbing by LukeWire. And they're gonna take care of you like they take care of me. It's a no-brainer at my house. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. There's that tapping noise again. That's right, 2649-666 for Plumbing by LukeWire. The whole house plumbing inspection is something you should think about. Took a little more than a half hour in my house. They check all your plumbing inside and out. Try to find something that could become a major problem and fix it before it does. And that's a great peace of mind as well. Maybe you're planning a trip during the month of August. You want to take care of that. Also, if it's time for a new water heater, they can set you up with an energy-efficient unit that'll save you money on your electric bill. 264-9666 for Plumbing by LukeWire. Alabama certification number is 84417.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, our rocket scientist today, once again, the U.S. government that, whenever our government wants to do something evil or stupid, they put a nice name on it. So that when you question it, how can you question something called the Inflation Reduction Act? And in case you don't know, and if you've never been through an audit by the Internal Revenue Service, guess what? Part of this bill that's supposed to reduce inflation is hiring 87,000 new IRS agents for one reason, to harass you.
Right.
I have been through that process. You are guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
It's a big spending bill, and when you spend, you're not helping inflation.
That's the other part of it. A lot of folks don't understand it. So, especially Joe Manchin, Weenie, and Kyrsten Sinema, they could have stopped it. So here we go again. We'll see how the market reacts to that.
Hey, there's new jobs numbers coming out at 7:30.
Yes, and Brett McDonald will join us at 8:30 to give us the take on those. So there's always a chance this could be stopped. I just don't see how 87 new... one thing that Bill Clinton did that I really appreciated was he tried to...
Got out of office?
Well, that was helpful. But I think, I'm pretty sure it was Bill Clinton who said, I would like the IRS to be a little more friendly. In other words, if they've got to work with somebody, quit scaring the crap out of them.
Right.
Be human beings, basically, which is tough.
So you've been audited?
Oh, yeah. And it is not fun. But you see, I was audited because I was selected randomly. They're going to target people based on social media, voting history. You watch. This is going to be something they will abuse. And it's all part of getting you to comply. Now, I know that sounds like conspiracy theory stuff, but trust me, we're seeing it everywhere. Oh, and by the way, on the other side of the rocket science coin, it's very hard to have sympathy for Brittany Griner, who finds herself facing 9 years of prison in Russia for bringing pot into the country. It's illegal there.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got into my luggage.
I didn't mean to pack that.
And I might have just a little more sympathy if you hadn't taken a knee and made your hatred for it. Now all of a sudden she loves America. Get me out of here. No sympathy. Zero. 614. Applied Security would love to have the chance to help you live a more secure life from home or at work. Maybe have a property you're invested in. Whatever the case happens to be, choose local. There are local folks who've been doing security systems for 4 decades, and they can save you money not just on the system, but on monthly monitoring. And as a lot of folks and businesses are looking down their list of monthly expenses saying, where can we cut? Where can we tighten the belt? Whatever you do, don't cut your security when you can save money with Applied and get excellent coverage for your home, business, or property. 279-8338 is their number, 279-8338. That's Mark and Vicky, terrific people at Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276, just in case somebody asked for that. Timeline coming up in just a couple of minutes with Rich.
Thanks for the BLT. It was really special.
Well, that was my pleasure. And the Duncan and Son Predictathon sneak preview this morning around 7:40. Donna Mitch, you're going to stop by, and we'll take a look ahead at this year's college football season. Quarter past six.
Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a national public health emergency. The move means the government will release federal funding and resources to help fight the virus, which is spread through prolonged skin-to-skin contact. And Auburn quarterback T.J. Finley has been arrested and charged with attempting to elude police. Auburn police say Finley had been cited for not wearing a helmet while driving a motorcycle last month. Police say they tried to stop Finley twice, but he drove off and committed several other traffic offenses. Finley has returned to practice. No word yet on any disciplinary action from Auburn University. And a Russian court has sentenced WNBA superstar Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for drug offenses. Russian officials say they are now in discussions of a prisoner exchange. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham, because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get...
I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica, because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and can I speak manager, please?
Sure.
U-Haul, speak manager. You don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah, are you supervisor?
I am.
Good, this is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee man about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go
I
now.
I tried to explain to you, but did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain.
States.
Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the next city.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart. One love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
We have rarely played Dr. Sigmund Ezebo here in the White House. I need a couple of minutes to run out to the car for something, and that seemed to work. Did you enjoy it?
No.
Okay, well, we'll try something else then. And now that the studio team is complete...
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you. They're wearing white this morning. Why? What is this?
White wedding.
I was going to say, why would they be wearing white?
It's the weekend. Now, I have a very important assignment to finish here. I got to post your breakfast.
We made a big deal out of it on TV.
Tell some stories.
I mentioned, I said to send Ryan on the air that I asked for a conservative. I'm glad I didn't ask for excessive.
Hey, remember that one time I asked for excessive? Damn near killed me.
Yeah.
That was my birthday.
And then we went out to eat for lunch later. I loved the sandwich. What was it? Your ham and cheese and whatever it was. It was
ham, egg, and cheese. So it was double ham, double cheese, two eggs.
You requested it.
With three slices of bread.
Exactly. I made it a double decker, three slices. I thought, I could do two. You know, every time I eat one, I think, I could do two of these. So why not just, you know, stack it? Give me a quarter pounder of...
Heart attack special.
Give me your Big Mac of your breakfast. And, God... It didn't kill me. I was so full.
What would you like for breakfast this year?
On my birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll make whatever you want.
I don't know.
You could take a day off from your diet, right? We should try it again on a smaller scale.
You know, honestly, I take days off from my diet a lot.
Oh.
I try not to, but they're like, it's a big BLT. That's a big BLT. But I do have a doctor's appointment coming up this month.
So when Rich tells me I want a conservative
BLT. I use that word a lot.
Yeah.
In my text to you.
Yeah, let's do a wimpy little skinny two pieces of bacon BLT. That's a sandwich everybody wants to eat. So one of the stories this morning is to get ready for a TV hit by lightning. Lafayette Park near the White House.
I sent that to you, that picture.
Yeah, I just saw this. Wow.
So these people were under a tree in Lafayette Park, which, by the way, is a bad idea, folks.
Yeah. It is under any circumstances.
Four critically injured people. Not sure if the lightning bolt hit them directly or if it was, you know, part of a tree that fell on them.
There's
I don't know.
A picture.
There we are.
Time for some TV.
This is going to be a little tough today, folks.
Oh, hello.
It's going to be really tough.
Yeah, we have distorted audio.
Some garbled internet audio.
So get ready for action and excitement.
We're going to have to try to skate through it. I was able to...
By the way, I have enough time here to address something that upset a lot of people yesterday. And that was the news that Days of Our Lives is going to the Peacock.
Oh, my God.
They're not going to carry it on NBC.
After 50-some-odd years?
I've told you the story. If we interrupted for a tornado warning, we would immediately have to say, Days of Our Lives will resume exactly where we left off.
Think about the audience for that show and what's going to happen when this thing moves to the Peacock. Listen.
What channel is Peacock? I'm going to call the TV station.
Well... We heard that. Maybe you didn't.
Is that what it's going to sound? It's going to sound like that over the air, isn't it? Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh. Hey, the Duncans will be here today. And we give away the works as part of our grand prize drawing. You want to be in that, you don't have to participate in one of our silly contests. You can just call us at 272-9228. Give Jay your first name and last initial. You'll be in that drawing coming up at 8:55 this morning. So we're going to be talking about little things that make us happy.
Maybe.
It's going to sound a little weird to you folks. It's also sounding a little weird to us. There's some internet digital issues this morning.
Wow.
This is... I think I'm going to vape during this segment.
I mean, we might should have called this one off.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should have done that myself.
Yours sounds fine because it's not over the air. I don't know, over the radio. It was over TV, so they were picking you up fine. But
yeah, they're going to hear us fine.
All right, now, we're ready.
His countdown is fine, but then then it goes. All right.
According to a new report, the average person will encounter 11 different things today that'll make them smile. One thing less time with family. A lot to talk about, so.
Some people may have better families than others.
I'm sure you have this list in front of your
face. Yeah, we do.
This beautiful
good
Friday
Lord.
Morning.
Hey, we want to let our listeners know on the radio that you're going to sound a little weird this morning because we're hearing, we're missing a lot of words because of internet garbled.
Some kind of internet problem.
Yeah.
So it's really going to sound ridiculous on the radio, but we're going to try to skate through this and smile all through it. What makes you smile, Greg?
Making breakfast for my friends.
Oh, breakfast was great this morning. I smiled right through that.
And especially know that it makes me even happier because
I smiled when I saw it too. It was a beautiful BLT. Your BLT, they're just.
That's going to sound funny on the radio.
Because I'm hungry.
My dog makes me smile. Hey, Chase.
He makes us all smile.
Yeah.
He's really the star of the segment. Where is that boy?
Money in your pocket. Who does that these days?
Well, Chase. At the beginning of winter, we have a shot from the year before.
Right, so yeah.
Look at that. There's an extra dollar bill because I don't have the big bills like the radio crew.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're
to pay for this great internet.
Every once in a while.
Name is Benji.
Every once in a while, I'll dip into
what we have on here.
I'll put on a jacket that I hadn't worn in a while, and there's a couple of $100 bills in there.
A couple of hundred? Wow.
A couple of hundred?
Can I borrow a jacket?
I don't carry anything less.
Let's see. A good restaurant, a good meal.
Nice sunny day.
Yeah.
Me and Jerry, I love seeing the sunrise on this ship. It's hot right now. You know, a sunny day in the dead of winter, you're like, oh, that's better. But a sunny day in August, you're just like,
this is awful.
Yeah.
This is awful, folks. We may have to dump out of this early because we're hearing a few words here and there. But anyway.
Oh, sorry about that, fellas.
Well, y'all sound good on our end. So.
Yeah.
The viewers are loving it.
Of course we do.
It's just the audio between you guys
Number
and
five,
us.
Number five, getting a good deal on something.
Yeah, that's
that
good.
Always makes me happy.
Always
makes
me happy.
Good.
Yeah.
I got 18 months of Paramount Plus for $50. It was great.
I'm assuming that means old age.
Oh, yeah, we heard that. We
did. Oh, yeah, that I did hear.
That part we heard.
We also heard 2 minutes.
Yeah. Beach. Just because of your years of wisdom. I mean, you've got 60 years on me. I can learn a lot from you.
Oh, 60 years on you? That would make him nice.
Let's cut this now. Let's end this.
I'm not saying
great food,
but
oh my God!
It sounds so funny.
This. I'm glad you're laughing. I have no idea what you said.
I have no idea what he said either. I'm just laughing because it sounded funny.
Yeah, it
was supposed to be garbled.
What a shock!
This one.
We couldn't hear that either.
No, we didn't hear that.
We heard the first two words, AJ, and then went away.
How about we dump out of this?
Yeah, let's dump out of this.
I'll make up the time and weather.
Okay, sounds good. Hopefully the engineers can get this fixed.
We'll get that fixed.
Yeah. Sorry about that. All righty.
All right, to hear more from our...
Well, again, for our radio audience, that was challenging.
That, I hope we never have to deal with that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's ever doing that, we just
got to
dump out.
I mean, I love the insults and everything. It's a lot more fun when you can understand what you don't know what to say back.
And then AJ tried to tell us what he said.
And got garbled.
Could not do it.
Very weird. All right, coming up, I think having the Duncans here will make us feel that much closer to football season.
Make us smile.
We have not headline news ahead, and then the timeline for the 5th of August on News Talk 93.1 of M 629.
Well, looking around Montgomery, we're not seeing anything on the cams right now other than a little bit of congestion right around I-85 on East Boulevard. Do have some incoming traffic on Troy Highway and 231 out of Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 looking really good through downtown. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. See Bruce Dean for a new home. It's easier than you think at Jayco Manufactured Homes on Wetumpka Highway. Over 30 homes to choose from on the lot, plus new homes arriving weekly. Jayco Manufactured Homes, Wetumpka Highway, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell James.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Walmart will start selling used goods. This is a big deal. Until now, the only thing used in Walmart was methamphetamine. Lady A has postponed their upcoming tour as band member Charles Kelly begins a journey to sobriety. To show their support, the band is changing its name to Lady AA. According to a new study, eating a hot dog will shorten your lifespan by 36 minutes. And this is interesting, eating a microwaved Hot Pocket will shorten your life by 36 years. Stanford researchers designed an undersea robot. It can explore anything deep underwater, like lost cities, shipwrecks, and your finances. This is not headline news.
Songs that calm your dog coming up later this hour. This will be catching right now with the timeline for August 5th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Jeez, I'm wondering what that could be. Three Dog Night? 217th day of the year. 148 days are left. National Oyster Day. Ooh. What was the day that you, was it National Oyster Day when you ate, how many oysters?
36, which is not my record now. I broke that record a couple weekends ago and did like 50-something.
Oh, you are getting off your dad a little bit.
When you ate 36 oysters, did you get a... I heard they
is that a,
make you
is
horny,
that a,
baby.
Oh, no,
that's
no,
what
no.
they say.
No, it was Dollar Oyster Day or whatever it was. So
oh, the Dollar Oysters aren't going to...
Yeah.
And so, call 440-3663 for Montgomery Men's Health.
It's National Underwear Day, so don't go commando today.
I can't. It's too late.
Too late.
But keep in mind, last week we had that health feature that it is better to go commando in the hot weather.
What did... on Seinfeld. My boys are out there. It's Green Peppers Day. I love stuffed peppers.
Then I will serve them to you.
I love them.
You want them tomorrow?
So good. We're not on the air tomorrow.
Doesn't mean you can't come over.
I know, I'm just kidding. 1787, the first draft of the Constitution is debated in Philadelphia. 1861, Abraham Lincoln signed the first federal income tax law. 3% tax applied to incomes over $800. And you said how many? This bill is going to hire how many?
87,000 IRS agents. They're going to be auditing so many people now. That sucks.
1890, Cy Young pitches the first Major League Baseball game for Cleveland. Back then, they were the Cleveland Blues. And, of course, this year, they're the Guardians. But to me, they'll always be the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, you know what? And the Guardians are not a hit.
Yeah, you
sorry, that whole thing has bombed on them big time.
Ratings are down 30%.
Yep.
The attendance is down like 10,000 per game.
10,000 a game.
Speaking of Cleveland, 108 years ago today, in 1914, the first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland, Ohio. On this year in 1945, Dateline Hiroshima, Japan. Hiroshima, 8:16 a.m. Japanese time. The Enola Gay dropped the atomic bomb. About 70,000 people died instantly. Another 60,000 die in the next 4 months. 90% of the city was leveled. So today's the 5th. Was it the 9th?
The 6th. I thought the 6th was the day of Hiroshima's bombing.
Well, 6th in our world.
The 5th in ours?
No, the 5th in our world, the 6th in their world.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, 9th was the Nagasaki.
Okay. 65 years ago, 1957, a TV show appears on WFIL, Philadelphia, for the first time. It's called American Bandstand. Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day was the first song played. Later, it went to the ABC television network, and it used to be on. You remember when it was on every day around 3:30?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. I remember hearing this on the radio. I was a little boy. Let's see, I would have been 5 years old. In 1962, Marilyn Monroe's housekeeper discovered Marilyn's nude body in the bedroom of her Los Angeles home. Her death was ruled a possible suicide from the overdoses of barbiturates. Did you hear any of George Norrie in the overnight hour?
No, I heard about towards the end, yeah.
Okay, so it was the guy talking about how Bobby had something to do with it, and there's a problem with the timeline. There's a big problem with the timeline that night.
That is a situation that needs to be investigated independently.
On this date, 58 years ago in 1964, Mel Brooks married Anne Bancroft. They were married until her death in 2005. Mel is still alive. They have 4 kids. 1966, the groundbreaking of the World Trade Center. So the World Trade Center was up from 66 until that fateful day in 2001. Now our song of the day, as we look back at the big summers, songs of summers gone by, this is kind of a different summer song. It's got a real groove to it. It sounded great coming out of those AM car radios back in the red hot summer of 1973. It's, wow, I mean, 49 years old, right? Here's the original. It was covered by Michael Damian in 89, but this is the guy born, he was 25 years old when he did this. Only Monster Hit. He was an actor, too. He played on the stage version of Tommy by The Who. How about a little David Essex with Rock on Your Timeline?
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, yeah, boogie-doo, did ya? Hey, shout, summertime blues, jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, yeah, you rock and roll. Rock on, and where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
We had to go to that part, I'm sorry. On this date in 83, Risky Business was released starring Tom Cruise. Sometimes you just got to say, what the heck, when it wasn't what the heck. 1983, David Crosby sentenced to 5 years in prison for drugs. Another 3 years for firearms possession. After he slept through most of the trial, he got to serve both sentences concurrently. He was paroled in 86. 92, Jeff Porcaro, the amazing drummer for Toto, dropped dead in front of in his front yard. He was spraying insecticide, and everybody thought he had an allergic reaction, but it was really a heart attack. The autopsy revealed that the arteries were hardened from copious amounts of you-know-what. 2000, Obi-Wan Kenobi died. Sir Alex Guinness, the original Obi-Wan.
From the United Federation of Planets, Bozo?
No, that's Star Trek. He died of liver cancer in southern England at the age of 86. There's a movie coming out about this next thing. 12 years ago, 2010, 33... No. I'm thinking of the boys in Thailand. This is Chilean miners, I'm sorry, trapped 2,300 feet below the ground in an area where they were working on them. They were trapped for 69 days. 2013, Alex Rodriguez, cheater, New York Yankee MLB player, banned for 211 games for using human growth hormones. 211 games banned, but still making, he was still getting paid, right?
No, he did not get paid a salary during the suspension.
2018, Charlotte Ray died at her home with her family at the age of 92. She was Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. And now we have birthdays. Actor Jesse Williams is 41. He's on Grey's Anatomy. I still have not seen one episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Neither have I.
And there's what? How many seasons? How many?
I think it's like 18. It's getting up there in Bonanza Land.
Jonathan Silverman, who was the Weekend at Bernie's superstar, is 56. Patrick Ewing is 60, NBA legend. Marsha. Maureen McCormick is 66. She was Marsha on The Brady Bunch. You started off this morning's program with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. That's because Rick Derringer is 75. Get this. He was 16 when he was the lead singer on Hang On Sloopy.
Wow.
How old do you think Lonnie Anderson is from WKRP in Cincinnati?
Well, I'm going to guess 83.
She's 77. Neil Armstrong.
I thought she would be for some reason.
Neil Armstrong would have been how old today, you think?
He died
in 2012.
Okay, so I'm going to guess 98?
92 he would have been today.
Man, I'm way off. I got to get my birthday thing recalibrated.
Yeah.
Have some oysters.
I hear they work on that.
That'll fix your birthday thing.
Your numbers have been off for the last 2 days. I just said joke.
Your numbers were pretty good yesterday.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just. To it. It was. I was trying to say something funny, and it wasn't funny. It was mean. For the guy who makes me breakfast every morning. 27 days till football, and we have the Duncan and Sons Predictathon coming up, an early edition next hour. You're mad now, aren't you?
No.
Halloween in 87 days. Blah! 110 days till Thanksgiving. Can you make a gobble song? And Christmas in 141 days. That is your timeline.
Where did I put the stupid Dracula, discount Dracula? Blah! Blah! All right, I have an offer, a firm offer, that's what she said, from Mrs. Rutabaga to pick up stuffed peppers for Rich.
Ah!
So if you would like those on your Saturday drive-by, we can do that.
My drive-by lunch.
It's so funny. Jay, when he comes by, you can almost hear the clock start ticking towards the 1 hour. And 2 minutes he will stay before he gets the restless.
But I call my dog to jump up on me, and what does the dog do? He jumps up on you.
Yeah, that's so funny. But I had a Yorkie that did that. Buttons.
Yeah.
Chunk-a-doodle-doo. I would when people would come over to the house, they'd say, "Watch this," and I, "Come on, Buttons, jump up here," and she would go to whoever was sitting in the room and jump up next to them. It's a dog thing. Maybe one day we'll understand. Speaking of dogs, the top songs to keep your dog calm in the car, this could also be a conundrum. A little bit later. I mean, guess the number one song for calming your dog?
I can't even imagine. It's not Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, I can tell you that.
About an hour from now, we'll welcome to Duncan's for a preview of this year's Duncan and Son Predictathon. And I have got to get my act together and get my car. I'm going to see Mademoiselle Goose soon. Mm-hmm. And I've got to get that, whatever that wrench is telling me I need done. I guess it's an oil filter. And I got to get the tires checked, too. I have made like 75, somewhere between 75 and 80 round trips to Florida in my car. I have never, ever been sidelined by a mechanical issue, thanks to them. So that's why I always tell you, when you're planning a trip, get your car to Don Duncan, get it checked out so you can drive with confidence. Locations on Mount Duncan in Millbrook. That's the shiny city on the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison. They've expanded there, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yesterday we had more sun and fewer storms on the radar, and I think that trend continues today. It's going to be a hot, steamy weekend ahead, the first full weekend, well, the first weekend of the month, with 96 today and Saturday, triple-digit heat indices close to the danger range, and only widely scattered random storms around today. Scattered tomorrow, more in a normal, like, 30% array on the radar, and mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. The storms become more numerous again by Sunday and Monday, with highs still in the middle 90s. Beach forecast, higher than normal rain chance, especially on Sunday. Today, not too bad. Tomorrow, you know, scattered storms around, but storms become numerous Sunday. Highs in the upper 80s, Gulf water temperature 88. Right now, this morning, we have a few clouds. It's 75, 647.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You know, it's a good morning when you have your convoluted intros for random facts ready by 647, which is the current time. I mentioned the Duncans are dropping by. Later on, we'll give a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, possibly with this. Maybe I'll come up with something else. I just like to play it loose.
Whatever that means.
So whimsical. Right now, though, we have your SRN News replay. A look at the roads following that from Skipper, and then we're back with the cheap and trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The Senate expected to begin debating the Democrats' $473 billion spending bill tomorrow. It advances now that Democrat Kyrsten Sinema indicates she'll support the measure, having won concessions on one of its tax provisions. It's official, Carrie Lake wins the Arizona Republican gubernatorial contest. Endorsed by former President Trump, Lake defeating GOP challenger Karen Taylor Robeson, who was backed by former Vice President Pence. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Four people, two men and two women, critically injured after being struck by lightning last night in Lafayette Park, across the street from the White House. Two police officers among those injured after a vehicle drove through a parade in Gallup, New Mexico. Dow futures are up 30 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Well,
Well, it's that time of the morning that it's the calm before the storm. We've got some folks out on the road this morning, but not nearly what we're going to have in an hour or so. Right now, all clear everywhere. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. That's some good news for your Friday. So buckle up, be safe out there, and we'll keep you updated. Nothing's more exciting than a new home. Bruce Dean at Jenko Manufactured Homes can make that happen for you. Over 30 homes to choose from, with new homes arriving weekly. Jenko Manufactured Homes on Wetumpka Highway. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The only place that has the latest on Jeff Bezos and that bridge in his yacht.
It is I, Jeff Bezos, with great news for the Dutch people outraged by my plan to destroy their historic and beloved bridge in order to transport my new mega yacht. You're welcome, Sven and Olga. Or whatever the Dutch call themselves. My vessel was transported to a new shipyard where the towering mast will subsequently be installed. Kind of a dur moment, really. Should have thought of that one before. Yikes. But burning bridges is kind of my jam, you know? And I did it all under the cover of darkness, thus avoiding the locals' threat to egg my yacht as it passed by. Real mature Dutch people. I can only hope those eggs are free-range, fair-trade, organic eggs that have already been purchased from Whole Foods for $18 a dozen. What to do with them now? Oh, might I suggest you all go, I don't know, suck an egg?
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go. Theaters won't open in the U.S. till January.
It's time for today's Keeping Trashy, and we are so desperate for content today that we actually have audio of The Rock having his first In-N-Out Burger. Let's listen in.
The reason why this is history in the making is because this is the very first time that I have ever tried an In-N-Out Burger. Now, I picked up some In-N-Out Burger before through the drive-thru a few times for some buddies of mine. I've never tried it, so this is a first. I have the one and only Teremana Tequila. What is going to pair best with the In-N-Out Burgers?
Hey, Rock, when you think about it, all burgers are In-N-Out. See what I did there? Because you put them in, and eventually they come out.
You know,
some faster than others, like White Castle.
I think my weather conferences are out west next year. And I'm really looking forward to another In-N-Out Burger. And their fries.
Going west, young man?
I think so.
Wow. But I envy that. I watched yesterday during the day, MLB had the Pittsburgh Milwaukee game on.
Yeah,
I wasn't. I had it on while I was getting ready for the afternoon show. But I was, as I'm looking at that game and that ballpark, I am envying you.
Yes.
Because you are going to be there, and that is just a...
I saw that game on TV, too. Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
But they made flying so much fun, I just can't imagine when I'm going to do that. Lisa Kudrow says she did not like the way the clothes fit her on Friends.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That's a valid point.
Are they too tight or what?
Well, let's find out.
It was just seeing myself on the show and seeing myself in clothes and seeing Courtney and Jennifer in clothes. And at first I thought, oh, because they know tailoring, so they can discuss it with the costume designer about where exactly to take something in. It's like sisters. Late 30s or 40s, I just realized, oh, no, it's okay. This is just what I look like. That's okay. Yeah. I mean, do what you need to do to be healthy, but this is your body. It's okay.
That and the fact that, like, Courtney Cox was 10 times hotter than you, Lisa. Didn't that bother you, too?
She got to dance in the dark with the boss.
This is a great story, a great concept. The 12 best mindless background TV shows for multitasking.
Okay. I like documentaries.
Yeah, me too. But the only one that I use in that regard that made the list is The Office at number 11.
Okay.
2020 came in top. That's kind of a documentary. Futurama, Wife Swap, Real Housewives. Those things are loud and annoying. Why would anybody want that on in the background while you're trying to concentrate on something else?
I don't know.
Okay, let's see what else we have here today. Bullet Train comes out.
I know. I'd like to go see that. I've heard reviews are, you know, it's fun for the few hours that it's there, but it's very much not a...
It's directed by the same guy that did Deadpool. You guys seem
not a thinking man's movie. But yeah.
Is the Ron Howard movie about the kids in the cave? The Ron Howard movie coming out
In
a few days? Is that about kids in the cave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's out today, though.
It's going to be on Amazon Prime, too.
Oh.
So, I mean,
okay.
I think it's going to be in theaters for a little bit, but then not very long, and then it's on Amazon Prime. Mm.
And, of course, the story that shocked the world yesterday afternoon, the Days of Our Lives will no longer be available on regular TV.
Or if you're a fan, you just call it Days.
And
I call it Duel.
My mom would call my stories are on.
Stories. That's what they were called. I'm watching my stories. I'm
watching my stories, yeah. I've heard that a lot. That seemed to be a Southern kind of thing.
Because my grandparents, so my grandmother would always say, I'm watching my stories. But then when I would come home from school, she'd ask me, how were my lessons?
Your lessons.
Yeah. How was your lessons? And I was like, school.
I loved it when mom started time shifting. She would watch CBS Live, her stories on CBS, and would watch Another World from NBC later on videotape.
Oh, gosh.
One more item here. Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I think there's some absolutely hysterical episodes of that show.
I think I know what you're about to say. Yeah.
Yeah, they filmed a death scene for Larry David.
But they didn't use it.
No.
It was for last season, right?
And because they're going to make another season instead.
Yeah.
Why not? I have not watched, though, anything since season 9. Since the little kid was making Nazi pillowcases. Only...
You missed some really good... Well, you haven't missed them because they're still available on HBO Max while that still exists.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, I can't keep up with all the shifting around. 6:58, a part of your weekend plan is to go furniture shopping. Please. All I'm suggesting is... Don't leave Kaiser out of the equation. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. 65,000 square foot of choices.
It says cheaper as far as the tax information.
You save on, and everything in there is discounted up to 50% off.
Taxticals.
Montgomery's Taxticals do not extend to Kaiser. They're 10. It's 8.25 there. And look, if you're spending... You know, if you're going to redo a room, you're spending some good money. And by the way, you can get a 0% loan qualified customers through a Synchrony luxury account with Kaiser. And they have something else besides the best furniture selection. The best people, like Bob Carroll and Stella and Cheryl. to help you navigate. When we went there, we called ahead, and they had all our choices lined up in our budget. We had at least 10. So we spent a good half hour test seating these different recliner rockers until we finally settled on one that met all our criteria, including having enough room for a fat-bottomed dog. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Please mention when you're there that you heard about them here.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up Menu.